There's an ad on TV that tugs at the heartstrings about a young woman working nights at a local petrol station, serving customers who are buying fuel, and one particular customer buying fuel and a large block of chocolate. However, this customer accidentally leaves behind the chocolate, and as he's walking away back to his car, the girl reminds him over the loudspeaker, but he gestures at her that it's a gift. And the final shot is when she says, "Love your dad." And everyone who's watching it goes, "Oh, that's so kind." Kindness. Kindness, it's what we all want a bit of. Kindness is considerate, generous, tenderness. Kindness is a fruit of the Spirit. One of the things we heard yesterday, if you were at the wedding, was about Brian's. That was one of his strengths, kindness. Last week also, I mentioned something about marriage and the boys. This week's going to be the girls' turn. Girls, if you want to marry, first look for someone who's a Christian, and then second, look for someone who's kind. Now, technically, they go together, because kindness is a fruit of the Spirit, but still, that's the order. Kindness also leaves an impression. I was at a new school many years ago, moved to a new school rather, and I went into fifth grade, and one of the first things we did at this new school was we went on camp. And as a new kid in fifth grade, they put me into a room full of sixth graders. Now, I was very shy, and one of the activities we did that week was very messy. We played in the dirt, and I think we all got mud in our hair. And when it came time for showers, one of the things they told us to bring to camp was soap and shampoo, but I forgot. And the sixth graders were teasing me because I forgot. Ha ha ha, you forgot, you're going to have mud in your hair the whole week. However, as the joke died and they lost interest in the fifth grader, one of the coolest sixth graders, much taller than me, one of the coolest sixth graders, he broke off a cake of soap of his own. And he said, "Here you go." And you might think that's small, yeah? But that kindness left an impression on me that will stick with me for the rest of my life. And also, kindness. In our insert that you either get sent or you have in your hand, one of our mission statements is relationship. Relationship, the third aspect is we want to reach out to our community with the gospel. But it also, there's a few words at the end that talk about an act of kindness. And why? Why act of kindness? Because if we want people to listen to the gospel, a good place to start is with an act of kindness. And so kindness is what's on offer here in Ruth. Boaz kindness to Ruth is the same kindness offered to us today, and that is God's kindness. Because at times we feel low, we feel rotten, we wonder, what is God up to? Does he still care? Yeah, he does. He is kind, and we see that in the book of Ruth today. And so previously on Ruth, now Ruth is a small book. And like me, if you haven't been in Ruth for a while, you often go to whenever you think of small books, you go to the back of the Old Testament. But no, Ruth is a little bit strange. It's a small book, but it's nearer to the front of the Bible. It goes, the five books of the Bible, goes Joshua, Judges, and then we hit Ruth. And it starts in the day of Judges about 3,000 years, just over 3,000 years ago. Now, last week, my lovely wife pointed out to me that I said 3 years ago. Some of you are still at school 3 years ago, But no, it's three. I sometimes do that, I forget to, especially at the start when I'm warming up. But it's 3,000 years ago. And so again, in previously on Ruth, there was famine in the land, and Naomi's family, they travelled east. You can see on the map, east from Judah to Moab. But sadly, Naomi said goodbye to her two husbands and sons. Now, before they died, her sons married, leaving her with two daughters-in-law. But regardless of this blessing, all seemed lost to Naomi until she heard that the Lord had provided food back in her homeland. And so she decided to return with Orpah and Ruth. But then she was feeling a lot of despair, and then she decided to go alone. And eventually, after some tears and weeping, Orpah said, "All right, you go. I'll go back to my gods in Moab." But Ruth left her support in Moab, and she clung to Naomi. They made a 100-kilometer or so trip back to Bethlehem, capital of the land of Judah. But they had faced destitution, because in ancient times, if there's no male protection or provision, it was a lot tougher, and they were facing destitution or possibly the loss of any land they did have because they couldn't necessarily work it. But Ruth, being the clever girl, she had learnt about a Hebrew and Jewish law, which is found in Leviticus 19. In Leviticus 19, it's addressed to landowners, you know, owners, managers, landowners. And it reads this: "When you reap the harvest of your land, those who own the land, do not reap to the very edges of the field, the corners of the field, or gather the gleanings of your harvest." And so the difference between reaping and gleaning is this: reaping is you reap the heads of grain for further processing, roast it or whatever you do so you can eat it. And gleaning is gathering the leftovers. What's left over intentionally by the landowners, like at the very corners of the field, or even what falls off the back of the trailer. They are to leave these leftovers. And so we continue. It says, "Do not go over your vineyard a second time, will pick up the grapes that have fallen, leave them for the poor and the foreigner. I am the Lord your God." So this was a type of Hebrew welfare system. So we had Service New South Wales back then. They had Service Judah. They had that system. And so Ruth had learnt about that on the internet. No, not on the internet. Probably from her, their version of the internet was probably her mother-in-law, Naomi. And so we'll pick up the story there. We'll go to Ruth chapter 2. And what we see, firstly, is kindness in the fields. Naomi. So she returned to Bethlehem with Ruth. And she had a relative on her husband's side. He was a worthy man. He was a wealthy man, a landowner. His name was Boaz, surname Mr. Darcy. Or Darcy. Not really. In case you're wondering, no, it's just Boaz. But sometimes you think about this. So his name was just Boaz, and we'll come back to him in a moment. But then we see Ruth said to Naomi, her mother-in-law, "Let me glean and let's see who finds me favourable." And so she goes with Naomi's blessing. Naomi says go. She follows the harvesters or the reapers, and she gathers as she's entitled to. Now she goes with Naomi's blessing. We've got to remember she's a Moabite. She comes from Moab, a foreigner, an enemy. In the book of Judges and elsewhere, Hebrews don't get on with Moabites. And so she's a little bit like heading out. She's a little bit like a fifth grader in a room full of sixth graders. It's not going to be an easy task. But then she happens to come to a field belonging to Boaz. Now, interesting, the text says happens, but we know, I mean, it's begins to stand out here that God is in control. And that's how it works. You can go about your business, your daily business, all seems very ordinary. And you might wonder, what's God up to? Does he have a plan? Does he care? Yeah, he does. He's in control. He has a plan. And Ruth is unaware of God's plan. She is meant to come back to the... She's meant to come to the field belonging to Boaz. She's been designed to bump into Boaz. A little bit like Belinda, designed to bump into Brian. I was going to say Boaz, but BB, very easily. Anyway, Brian. That's how it works. God is in control. God has a plan. Boaz, his name means literally strength or strong. He is a compassionate man, considerate, courageous, generous. He was the sort of man that men should aspire to. If it's raining, and it was raining last night if you're at the wedding, if it's raining, he'd give you an umbrella as you're walking up the hill there. If your car's broken down on the side of the road, he'd stop to help. If there's something as terrible as domestic violence next door, he'd be first to bang on the door and say, "No more!" If you fell into the Cook's River and began dissolving, he would jump in after you to save you. But at the same time, he'd be on roster in kids' church on Sunday singing sweet little Bible songs to the children. That's the sort of man we're dealing with here. He loves the Lord deeply. And so Boaz, he came to Bethlehem. Oh, sorry, he came from the fields from the city of Bethlehem, so probably just on the outskirts of Bethlehem. And he said to his hired helpers, he said, "The Lord be with you." And they answered, "The Lord bless you." So they had a solid relationship. There is mutual affection. How do you know if you're a good owner, a good manager in a business? There is mutual affection between you, the boss, and they, the workers. Well, you know how we say today, bro, as a term of affection? Back then, they probably said, bo. So instead of, "Hey, bro," they probably said, "Hey, bo." I'm just guessing here. But anyway, you can see there is mutual affection here. And so Boaz, he asks his young man in charge. And again, how do you know you're a good manager? You don't just appoint someone who's been there the longest and the oldest. You appoint based on merit, talent. So he seems to, in these old days, he's appointing a young man in charge who is the overseer. And he asks him, "Whose young woman is this?" And the overseer, the young manager, fills him in on the detail. He says, "Well, she's the young Moabite woman. She said, 'Please clean.'" And the rest of the detail. And he says, "So she came." But what I love about these words, "she came," he doesn't resist her. He doesn't, this young man, manager, overseer, he doesn't dismiss her or resist her. He himself is kind. He's been well mentored by his boss, Boaz. Now, somebody might say, "Yeah, but it's the law and he had to do that." But we've got to remember, these are the days of the judges. And at the end of the book of the Judges, before you jump into Ruth, you read these words, that everybody did what was right in their own eyes. In other words, they acted in self-interest. And so, very few went out of their way to obey the law. And so, Boaz and this young manager, their kindness was extraordinary in these times. They really stood out. And so there's kindness in the fields. But there's also kindness in their conversation. The conversation between Boaz and Ruth. And so, to use other words, basically to paraphrase, Boaz, he moves closely in, and he gently says to the young woman, "Now, my daughter." Now again, this is really important to understand. Again, she is a foreigner. Everyone is acting in their own self-interest in these times. And so he says, my daughter, when he says that, it's a sign of respect. Today, women are crying out for respect. Just give me respect. This is respect. So he says to her, now my daughter, stay close. In other words, he offers Ruth protection. Lots of protection. On Wednesday night, last Wednesday night at Bible study, one of our Bible study members spoke of a young woman who has been regularly in recent times going to Campsie Station. And she speaks about God. The Bible study member was saying that this young woman speaks about God at the station, and not sure if she is a Christian. She might be part of a group that have some strange beliefs. But at the Bible study, we were talking about that. We're talking, it's 9 p.m. She seems to be there by herself. You know, which group does she belong to? Who are her leaders? Where's the protection? And one of the prayer groups prayed for her, for protection, prayed for this young woman at Campsie Station at 9 p.m. Boaz here is protecting Ruth. He says, have I not told the young man, have I told the young man not to touch you? Now, again, got to remember these, that sounds pretty horrible, doesn't it? Even the idea of this possibly happening is horrible. We've got to remember these are seasonal workers. They're hired, they're harvesters, they're reapers. One's done, they're going to move on, so they're not necessarily belonging to his house, his household. They're just coming in for the harvest. And also they see, everyone does what is right in their own eyes, they see a foreigner coming in. Ruth, she's probably quite stunning, really. The story gives the impression she's probably quite an attractive young lady, and they probably think, they might say to her, you want a kiss or something? I don't know. You know, you can imagine something like that. But Boaz wants nothing to do with that. So he tells them not to touch her. And then his kindness continues. When she's thirsty, when you're thirsty, drink from what the young man draws. And then she falls on her face, bowing to the ground, and she cries, why have I found favor in your eyes? I'm a stranger in your land. And then he replies, I've heard what you've done. You're one of us now. You kindness to Naomi, you clung to Naomi. You've come under our wing, God's wings. Our God is your refuge. So why not kindness? To use other words, it's a little bit longer than that. But basically, they're interacting a little bit more, and then he invites her for lunch, and they have a meal plus the bread dipped into the wine, which they made a type of vinegar, but it was wine. Eat bread and drink wine. I mean, we're having communion. It's amazing to me how often God's word lines up. I never plan these things. It just happens to happen in this chapter there. And so she eats lunch plus the bread and the wine, and she is satisfied. Ruth gleans a little bit more. She processes what she gleans. He offers her more protection. He offers her more bundles of grain than she can handle. And in fact, an ephah of worth of grain is a month's worth of grain in a day. We say, why the excess? A month's worth of grain in one day because of all the leftovers and what the young men are meant to leave hanging around the field, and she's gathering. It's distress, kindness. So we read it and see kindness. And ultimately, this speaks of a kindness beyond anything we can humanly offer. Spoiler alert right now. And here it is, the alert, and it's obvious, but here it is, it's the alert is Jesus. This requires spiritual discernment, which is, we have the Holy Spirit, and which helps us to believe. But here's what's happening here, the big picture. Boaz is a type of Jesus. typology. Typology is basically a shadow or a symbol pointing to Jesus, a little bit like the elements here. The bread and the cup, nothing magical, but it points to where the power is, Jesus. Boaz is pointing us to Jesus. If you have the Holy Spirit, it gives you discernment. We are meant to see this. And so we were like Ruth. We were the foreigners. We were the enemies. We were unworthy to be noticed. But by God's grace, we believed. We turned. We cling to Jesus. We come under his wings. God is our refuge. He is our Saviour. We become blessed. We are rewarded. It's not our initiative. It's God's initiative. Yesterday at the wedding, if you were there, I spoke from 1 John. And the big idea was we love because he first loved us. Here in this passage is we are kind because he is first kind to us. And so I started at the beginning of the message here. Kindness is what's offered in this book of Ruth. And so there's Boaz's kindness to Ruth. It's the same kindness offered to us today. It is God's kindness. Because at times we feel rotten. We feel low. We wonder what God's up to. Does God still care? Yeah, he does care. He, like Boaz, he came from Bethlehem. Jesus, he cares. And it's good for us to reflect on that. And that's what we see in the last few verses of Ruth chapter 2. They are reflecting on these truths, on kindness. Now, reflection is seeing an image of something real on a shiny surface. The reflection here is seeing God's kindness, which is real, but seeing God's kindness in the story of Boaz and Ruth. Well, in Boaz. And so Boaz is pointing to God's kindness. And so Ruth and Naomi, they're reflecting on God's kindness. So for Ruth, for instance, Naomi, mother-in-law said to Ruth, "Where are you working? Who do you notice? Who noticed you?" And then Ruth answered, "Boaz." And then Naomi replies, "What a man." He said otherwise, but basically, "What a man. God's kindness is amazing." And she adds, "Did you know that he's one of our guardian redeemers?" And so a couple of chapters, chapter 4, this is again going to big time point us to Jesus, as Jesus is our Redeemer. And again, spiritual discernment, the Spirit helps us to see these things. Jesus is our Redeemer. Now, Ruth does changes the subject. She's not seeing the significance yet. God is in control. He's moving her along. He has a plan for her life. But she's not seeing that, so she just continues on. Boaz said, "Keep close to my young women and behind my reapers until the harvest is finished." And Naomi agrees, it is good for you. Do this so you won't, no harm will come upon you. So do this for your protection. And so Ruth kept close to the young women behind the reapers, gathering, gleaning until the end of the harvest. And she lived with her mother-in-law back in town, back in Bethlehem, and they're reflecting in these verses on the events that are taking place. And you know what? It is good for us to reflect from time to time on God's kindness to us. His kindness. We know there are setbacks in life. There are trials, ups and downs, wins and losses. But in spite of that, and Ruth and Naomi, they went through that. It's part of life. But in spite of that, there are many instances God is incredibly kind to us. He gave us Jesus. He gives us friends and family. He gives us weddings, food. He's given us the country we live in, Australia. He's given us our heritage, wherever that might be. Hong Kong, China, wherever. so why don't we do that now? We're a family. Let's do that. Let's do something a little bit different. What I'm going to ask you to do now is I want you to turn to the person next to you just for about a minute or so. I'll give you some examples of God's kindness to you, starting with Jesus and then everything else he's done overnight, last week, last month. And ask each other, the question is, ask each other, how has God been kind to you? Okay? So turn to the person next to you, how has God been kind to you in the last day, week, or whatever, and then we'll come back in a minute.